You're listening to the audio production of 12 Women of the Bible Audio Bible Study by Lisa Turkhurst, Elisa Morgan, Amina Brown, Jonalyn Fincher, Gina Stevens, and Naomi Zacharias, published by Zondervan and presented by the authors. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, 12 Women of the Bible includes high-quality live audio sessions from the authors that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Last spring, my daughter and I were outside and we noticed lots of caterpillars crawling about. She became very enamored with these caterpillars, so she ran inside, got a little plastic container, went back outside, filled it up with leaves and a little bit of water, and then captured some of these beautiful little caterpillars and put them in her container. She looked at me and she said, "Mommy, they just have to come home with us." So we walked inside the house, put them in a place of prominence right on the dining room table. These little caterpillars, we gave them a loving home. Or you could say we were holding them hostage. Either way, my daughter was so excited. Every day, Brooke would go and look inside the little container, and there the caterpillars were, and they seemed to be just fine. But after a few days, you know how little kids are, they lose interest, and she forgot about the caterpillars. Until one day when I walked by the dining room table, and I was shocked to see that the caterpillars had formed little cocoons inside the plastic container. So I called Brooke downstairs, and we looked inside, and we were so excited at this miraculous thing that was happening with our caterpillars. Well, a few days more passed, and I was sitting at my kitchen table doing some emails, and all of a sudden I got an email in that caused great disappointment in my life. I decided to walk away from my computer, and as I was walking through the house, out of the corner of my eye, I remembered the caterpillars, went over, glanced inside the container, and amazingly, the cocoons had burst open, and there were little things with wings inside. Well, I didn't look that closely at that moment. I just called Brooke downstairs. I was so excited. We grabbed the container up. We walked outside. We lifted open the lid, and I expected to see beautiful butterflies. Instead, all I saw were moths. And I thought, isn't this just the way my day is going? Disappointment in an email, and now disappointment because our caterpillars didn't turn into butterflies, they turned into moths. Well, Brooke didn't look at it that way at all. She was so amazed that these little creatures that had once only known the dust of the ground had gone into a plastic container, formed a cocoon, and then turned into winged creatures that would no longer crawl on the dust of the earth, but would take flight. She didn't see caterpillars or butterflies or moths. She saw a miracle. She was so thankful at what was right in front of her. I was still a little caught up in, instead of seeing the beauty of what we did have, the disappointment of what we didn't have. We didn't have butterflies. And I guess my heart was really set on butterflies. But instead, Brooke picked up these delicate little winged creatures and held them up and waited until the wind was just right. And then she threw her hands up and these beautiful creatures, these little moths, just took flight. And Brooke clapped her hands and spun around and looked at me and said, "Mommy, isn't that miraculous?" You know, I was really challenged that day. I was challenged because I saw how dangerous it is that we sometimes miss the miraculous of all that we've been blessed with because we're so focused on the one thing we don't have that we become disillusioned with all that we do have. Brooke wasn't disillusioned that day. She was absolutely enchanted by the beauty of what was in front of her. I, on the other hand, was challenged. My heart wasn't quite there. Sometimes I think as a woman, it's easy to become so focused on the one thing we don't have that we lose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?